1, this is Gordon, W2TTT. This is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call KQBAR. Okay, nothing heard. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT. We will be signing K2 Bravo Alpha Romeo, the call sign of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. This net is connected weekly on a frequency of 146.835 megahertz. The 2-meter repeater of the Venture Cruise 7373 Amateur Radio Club. PL is 151.4 if it's on, and the offset is minus 600. Purpose of this net is to have a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the underlying science and technology of our wonderful hobby, the way we serve others with our knowledge and expertise. And of course, there's an opportunity to do for... Sorry about that. There's also an opportunity to do our for sale swap for wanted items. So you're welcome to participate on that basis as well. So with no further ado, let's see who's checking in and what their intentions are. When you check in, by the way, check in with your call sign, your name, indicate whether you have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item, some combination of those things, or say none of the above. Now, it helps us to know who's here by saying none of the above, so that way we can tailor that to your liking. Might even ask you a question, who knows. So, with no further ado, this is, let's see, time for the alphas. Any station's call sign begins with alpha. Please call K2BAR. Alrighty, any station's call sign begins with the letter kilo.
K2BAR. This is KD2BKD, Bob in Park Ridge, with a comment.
Good evening, Robert. Welcome again. Any other kilos?
K2BAR. This is Kilo Alpha 2, Yankee Radio Alpha. Steve, none of the above. First time joining the net.
Hey, Steve. Sent you an email the other day, by the way. You can get back to me on that at your leisure. Well, welcome. It was nice seeing you the other night, too. Alrighty. Any other kilos? I keep hearing something on the squelch, but I'm not quite getting it. Alright, next, November's. Okay, no November's. How about whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, and just a brief comment.
WA2ISC with a comment. Very good. Who is the other whiskey?
This is Whiskey 2 Juliet Charlie. Surprise. None of the above, or?
Okie dokie. Very good. Thank you, Jim. Any other whiskeys?
NJ2BS. Repeat.
WX2UA. No comment.
Gotcha, Joe. Thank you. Any other whiskeys? Okay, any call sign? Alrighty, well, let's get right to it. KD2BKD. What I'm going to do, just for reference, I'm in Totowa right now. I'm going to head back toward Jefferson. So I'm going to run the net as best I can, running west. At the end of your comment, I'll pick up Bob and then I'll scoot west. So I want to make sure I'm where I got to be when Nancy gets out of her meeting. I'll stay for your comment, and when Bob starts, I will proceed west, but I should be there for all of Bob's discussion as well. So if something comes unglued, feel free to jump in. Alrighty, KD2BKD, W2TTT, K2BAR.
K2BAR. are in the group. This is KD2BKD. I did get EchoLink up and running. I just basically checked all the cables, rebooted the computer and everything, and to prove that, KA2YRA is using it right now. So, Gordon, if you have your phone with you, you can more than likely get through via EchoLink now. Looks good to me. Looks like it's been the whole time when it was operating at peak performance. So this is KD2BKD back to K2BAR TechNet.
Yeah, I can certainly do that. Let's see. This is pretty cool. I'm now in. I'll lower the volume so that I don't, drive myself crazy while driving. But that's good. Of course, why is the volume not going down? I'd say it only goes down so far. Isn't that interesting? All right. I have it on my tablet because my phone, frankly, is on death's door as far as battery life. Alrighty, well that's great, Bob. I'm glad it's all working and happy. Anybody have any comments about the EchoLink?
Connected, W2TTT.
YRA, I'm going to thank Bob, KD2BKD. I'm getting your call right, finally. And vouch for the success of his efforts. I am connected via EchoLink. I'm not able to reach the repeater from Suffern. Drove down to Paramus to try to connect up. I had some programming on my other radio, but then Bob prevailed, and here we are. Thanks again, Bob, and good seeing you guys recently. Bye-bye.
Now I'm just frustrated. How the hell is it that you can't get into, this repeater from Suffern? Are you without an antenna in a Faraday cage?
Yeah, I would say so. The I'm kind of at a low spot. The side of the building that where I could put an antenna is facing the wrong direction. But I'll keep working on it.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, it's great. I'm glad it's working for you. We've got to get Noel, N2OEL, to chime in. He's, I have to remind him. Didn't get in last week either, and he's been, he would normally send me a text message 5 minutes before the tech net, forever, saying, I would be on the net, but you don't have EchoLink. And so the 2 weeks I reminded him, he hasn't checked in. I think that's hilarious. But he's very busy in Western New York with his, remodeling his house, so I can understand that. Alrighty, any other comments about EchoLink from anybody? Alrighty, let's move on. Let's see. WA2IFC, you had a comment. Bob, welcome aboard. K2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR, WA2IFC. No comment of substance other than that I had a good 4th of July and hopefully everybody else did too. Over.
Okie dokie. Yeah, well, every 4th of July is a good one. Considering it's another year of freedom in our country.
Okay, so it's good. Also, I'll hunt down those ground rods I was talking about Tuesday night.
Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, having some sort of continuum on the grounding is useful. It really, really is. Let's see, I wanted to eat west. I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to figure out how to get on 46 west from here. I have a funny feeling that ain't going to happen. I think it's going to be 80 west. But that's all right. Anyway, very good, Bob. Thank you for that. And I'll bring my go-kit tomorrow, and I'll probably bring it next Tuesday if time allows. of a barrack inmate as well.
Okay, Gordon, W2TTT, WA2IC, be aware that you are breaking up into the repeater.
Better now?
No, you got worse.
Yeah, okay, I'm moving now, yeah. It's tough over here. I'm actually seeing, I'm literally seeing aircraft flutter too.
Do some shopping on 17, one of my favorite food stores here.
So, again, thank you. I'll speak with you soon. I got another couple of hundred projects on the list. Thank you, thank you. And wish you well. KD2, BKD. KD2, YRA. Thanks again, Bob. Be well.
Okay, 73s to you, Steve, and also to you, Gordon. It's good talking to you both. This is KD2BKD. I'm going to go upstairs now, and I will see, I don't know, when I can't make it Friday, so I don't know, maybe the next net, Tuesday. I don't typically go, but possibly to the Barra Kit Night, but we'll see, the KD2BKD.
Okay, very good. Yeah, if we can get there, if you can get there on Tuesday, that'd be fun. Lord only knows. It's a pretty good time, as you know. You've been there a couple of times. If there's something going on, it's pretty interesting. But like everything else, you have to, people have to bring stuff, otherwise it's just no fun. Literally, no fun at all. So I try to bring stuff because it makes it more fun for everybody.
Yeah, instead of sitting there doing nothing, I could come to my shop here and actually get something done, either computer-wise, hardware-wise, project-wise of some sort. So that's what I like to do. This is KD2BKD.
Yeah, me too, Bob. I hear you loud and clear. Steve, good luck shopping, whether it's, was it ShopRite, or not ShopRite, is it ShopRite? No, Stop and Shop, or better yet, Fairway, or maybe, what's that other one that's, the other, chic place to go shop, Trader Joe's, that's the other one. Anyway, I'm making pretty good progress on my stuff here, but I've got more work to do on my vehicle just to get the get everything the way I want it. I got to put a I have this big power gate. It has a rig runner built into it and a switch thing. It's from the company that how the hell do you get on 46? You cannot. I'm trying to get on 80, and apparently every ramp is closed. You cannot get on 80 West. I mean, on 46 West anywhere. I mean, I don't know why. It's just like I've gone two different exits, and every ramp is closed. I don't know what's going on around here. But I've been dancing around here for 15 minutes, and I'm still a little balls now. This is, like, mind-bending.
Yeah, let me look on the map and see what's going on over there with the traffic.
I mean, there's traffic on the highway, but you can't get on any ramp. I tried getting on Union Boulevard. I first tried to get on Riverview Drive in both directions, and it was closed. I mean, it's like, what the hell is going on here? All I want to do is get on 80 West, for God's sake. And I'm going to go down to Main Street, Little Falls, and up 23 and into the Soup Bowl that way. Maybe that'll let me. If not, I can get on 46 West in Fairfield if I have to.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Yeah, this is KD2BKD. I see nothing special going on the maps. Usually you would see a lot of red and stuff. I see everything looks like it's clear by Fairfield, Willowbrook Mall, and all of that, going from 80 to 46. Who knows? This is KD2BKD.
Yeah, clearly, Bob, people are coming out of the shopping areas and onto the highway and driving at normal speeds. But the ramps from the streets, from the cross streets, are all coned off. I mean, I would have to plow through the one at Union. I mean, there was, like, enough already. But, you know, with my luck, there'll be a cop down at the bottom, and it'll be a state trooper with no sense of humor.
280, just west of Pinebrook.
Yeah, we'll see. Who is the station double with you? You won, Bob, but something double with you.
I don't know. It's probably Echolink with Steve signing off, and Echolink telling you that he's signing off, and I doubled with it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I can certainly do that. But, I mean, yeah, none of these ramps for 46 are designed for U-turns anymore because they don't want you to because it just clogs up the local area. So they've made it very, very uncomfortable to do U-turns at both Riverview Drive and at Union Boulevard. And that's fine to a point, but the ramps are coned off now. There's no cop there or anything. They're just coned off. It's just bizarre. Downtown Little Falls here. Yeah. The land where babies come from, oddly enough. This is where my family landed and started their first, their first business was actually in New York, but very quickly they moved to New Jersey and went into the carpet business here in Little Falls, 180 years ago.
Yeah, so you're by Riverview Drive and Union Boulevard. Yeah, I could see a lot of yellow going on there, by Hobby Lobby and that, and Home Depot. Just keep going and get on 80 by 23.
Yeah, well, I'm on Main Street, and I'm about to make a right onto 23. Of course, in fact, I'm just doing it now. And so I will attempt that, and we'll see if the soup bowl, allows me to emerge on 80 West.
That looks all green to me here to get from 46 to 80 West.
Yeah, as I said to you, I think, people are allowed to come out of the shopping areas onto 46. They just can't get onto 46 streets for whatever reason. It's very strange. And, it's like mind-boggling.
Thank you. Yeah, that should be... That doesn't look like there's any traffic going up that direction. Everybody should already be home.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
I have to find my control file and control code file and turn off that UHF input because the repeater has a link receiver that listens to the W2UHF machine. This used to be part of that SigProd 4-5 repeater system. But the antenna on UHF got knocked off, so all we have is a receiver is the, the mount. And that signal comes through the mount, oddly enough.
So can you change that remotely, or do you have to get up there and plug in some wire or computer to that?
I should be able to do it remotely if I can find the control codes. I have the control codes to shut the repeater down, so I have to shut it down. But the code for the link receiver is escape.
Okay, then also to tell you that if EchoLink ever gives you a problem, if you text or call me, I can remote control from my smartphone to the computer at home and shut off EchoLink. I can knock people off. I can do all kinds of crazy stuff. Because there's a web page on there which I allowed to go through and opened up that port.
NJ2BS, repeat.
You can sign on to your control page and you can do whatever you need to do to reboot the EchoLink, etc.
Yeah, I don't know if you can reboot it, but I know you can stop it. So that's at least something you can do.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. The other VHF machine comes up. Probably going to want to leave it too. Probably close to full time because they clearly have two different footprints. And they'll be very complimentary. I mentioned to you that selective bridge that David is going to put up. So there's all kinds of good stuff we can do with this.
So this is KD2, VKD, signing off.
Thank you, Bob. I'm going to QSY to 985 and 442. I'll be up on UHF on 442 for now. 73 and have a good one. And thank you again for all your efforts. KD2, VKD, W2, TTT.
November 2, Victor, Hotel,
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat.
Connected. K-A-2-Y-R-A. K-A-2-Y-R-A. Timeout. Connected. K-A-2-Y-R-A. K-A-2-Y-R-A. Disconnected.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
And 2 NBR.
NJ2BS, repeat.